Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Reporting for duty, the one and only Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer and playmaker. Stop on by for his weekly conversation. For the first time in a long time, we know what the playoffs are officially starting to look like. And it's going to be 49ers and Seattle. That gets us all underway at 1:30 on Fox on Saturday. 49ers and Seahawks tapped to be that first game. Michael, I don't know if you ever were that first game up in a wild card weekend. Do you want to be the first team up? Do you want to be the first game to go off? Or would you rather sit back and sort of get a little bit more time, maybe watch it play out a little bit? What do you think about their getting the Houston Texans Memorial starting time slot?
Hey, first of all, especially when you have gotten it down and broken down to your third quarterback during the course of that season, you'll take any slot. Any slot they got. Any slot they got. You're like, okay, what slot is here? The fact that I got a slot is something. But of course, that's not even the case with San Francisco. So, yeah, you jump out and you take that first slot. Because it's so funny because, I was rooting against Green Bay last night just because I've been saying I don't think Green Bay's going to make the playoffs, You can't start that bad, have a 5-game losing streak and then get it all together. The NFL's too hard. And then I had capitulated and said, okay, they look like they're on a run. Maybe I would have to accept I was wrong. But then tomorrow I'm going to say, just because you got in the playoffs, what is the prize? You get to go to San Francisco. Is that really a prize? Do you really want that? You see what I'm saying? So, they probably wanted that premier matchup, a Green Bay and San Fran. I don't know if they give it a different time slot or not, but that's a more premier matchup. But Green Bay couldn't get it done, and Seattle snuck right over in there and got it. And what's funny now, I think Seattle gives you a tougher game than even Green Bay would have given you.
Familiarity, obviously, it's all over this matchup. And Pete Carroll, I mean, he's in the playoffs every single time you look up, basically, over his last 13 years. He's been to the postseason 10 times as head coach of Seattle. And even though the 49ers have controlled the series this year by winning both games, Michael, the man knows football. I mean, it's just that simple. Pete Carroll understands playoff football implicitly, and I do think there's something to it. Like, it feels like the lesser of two evils because Green Bay's defense got a little bit better and they got a, you know, a quarterback who's going to go right to the Hall of Fame when he decides to wrap up his career. Would you rather face that or Geno Smith in Seattle? Geno Smith in Seattle feels like the right answer, but as you're saying, it may not be the easier game.
It feels like the right answer now, but early on in the season, you thought, oh my God, bring me in Rodgers, when they were going through this 5-game losing streak and all of this, and, you know, couldn't get on the same page with his receivers, but they did get something going late in the season. They did get something going late in the season, but came up short. But when you're playing another division opponent, those are always the toughest games, man. They're always, bar none, they're always the hardest thing. There is no getting around that. You got to get ready to swap spit. That's what we used to say. Swap spit. You're going to be right up in there, right up on each other. They're going to be spit going, because it's going to be face mask to face mask, and it's going to be physical. And Seattle, I think, gives you a more physical game.
They give a more physical game, but one of the things that they've struggled with this year is defending against the run. Is that something that you look at when you try to figure out, you know, what team in the postseason ought to beat what other team? Is it just matchups from over the regular season? Or do you sort of view football as a more artistic thing and you can spot, well, who hits harder and, you know, less things that are less statistical and more sort of feel?
I'm not a numbers guy onto that matter. I may use the number to prove up the point that I've seen, but I'm not going to use a number to make a point or let it be the barometer of why I'm making a point. Oh, well, this guy, you know, because numbers are skewed and they get skewed. You know, you can say Dak Prescott threw 15 interceptions, tied most in the NFL. He missed 5 games, but Dak Prescott also and put up the offense 35 points a game. You know, you hear him finish tied for most interceptions. You say, he tied for most interceptions. If I stayed on that narrative, you say, wow, he must have won the fourth season. Worst quarterbacks in the year in the league. You know, but he also put up 35 points. So I can use the numbers to prove the point, but I can't let the numbers prove my point. I can't use the numbers as the base to prove a point, to make a point. That's how you do with numbers. And also, it's too much on there. It's too much. And I always say this to people, our sport is different now. Yeah, our sport is different. So now it's not just your skill, it's also your will. You know, it's man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat. Your will counts. So now when you're going up against a division opponent who they feel like, oh, we should know them better, we play against them, they want more cup. You know what I mean? They get a little more will. Even if they have a little less skill, they have a little more will because they see you twice a year and he's going to fight you a little longer because he knows he has to see you again. That's why I say you can get a more physical game.
Michael Irvin here on Damon and Ratto. So Brock Purdy officially becomes the first quarterback in team history to win his first 5 NFL starts. He is the third rookie in NFL history to win at least his first 5 starts. And since he has come into the job, he has basically opened up seasons for George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk that I don't know if they have. If Purdy doesn't come through in the last 6 games of the year, obviously Christian McCaffrey feels like the skeleton key that has unlocked this team's offense maybe more than anyone else. When you watch Brock Purdy, do you see him now for what he is? Do you still see him for what he might not be? What are the incompletes as you look at him with your own naked eye? And do those give you enough pause to say they can't be Super Bowl champions just because of who he is and where he is in his career?
Right, and see, I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. First of all, when I'm even breaking down a player or quarterback, I'm really looking at, first, let me see your military, let me see your strengths. You know, we can see the strengths and say these are reality. These are reality. We can come up with concepts of, okay, this is a weakness. This is a weakness, but it is really a weakness. Tom Brady's arm strength. okay, they're going to mark that down as a weakness. But is it really a weakness? When he played the game, because of his arm strength, he said, okay, I'm going to play my game inside out. Peyton Manning has pretty good arm strength. He played his game outside in. And the best way to attack anything is really inside out. So Tom Brady, really, you called it a weakness, but it wasn't a weakness because he knew how to manifest and magnify his gift of playing inside out to the tune of 7 Super Bowls. Oh, he can't throw that out route all the way out there on a dime and on a rope. He can't spin it like that. He spent those 7 rings. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes when we start judging off weaknesses, we fall short because we don't see the totality of what some man can accomplish with what you call a weakness, and he called a focal point of his game.
Of the 6 games this weekend, which is the one that you would break a date with your family to watch, and which is one you would avoid at all costs?
Boy, that's a good one, man. Let's go through these, man. That's a good one, right? Yeah. I don't know that there's anyone I would avoid at all costs, but there's some with such intrigue to it. Like, you know, and not just the Cowboys, but you're going to watch that Cowboys, especially since they both teams are stumbling into the playoffs. Now, and it's Tom Brady, we just talked about it. You're going to those kind of games, you're going to watch. There are too many storylines beyond fandom that's around it. You know what I'm saying? There's too many storylines beyond fandom. Now, what would you try? Minnesota Giants? Would you pull off that? I'm trying to give you one that I know you're going to watch, and one that you could possibly end up pulling off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right? Would you pull off Minnesota and the Giants out of the NFC side?
It feels that feels like a game you could learn about after the fact, because do you think either of those teams are really going to be a Super Bowl champion or even in the Super Bowl representing the NFC? I'd be shocked. So maybe that's easily dismissed.
They got some stars. They got star power. Like Justin Jefferson's a star. The Giants has a big market. You know what I'm saying? Such a big market. And you know, all the Giants fans going to watch, and all the Jets fans that got so close and didn't do it again. So it's still going to be, you know, and I'm measuring off ratings. Ratings, you know, what can you sit down? But I don't know if you can sit down any one of these games.
I mean, maybe if you really wanted to get into it, you can. If there's no Lamar, I give the Ravens no shot against the Bengals.
That's a good one. But I want to see what the hell is going on over there. Because, and I said this on TV today, y'all, guys. This is what's on my mind. When I see Harbaugh gets up there and says he has no information about Lamar. And I remember, dude, when a quarterback gets hurt, I'm bringing people in the locker room on this. There is no, he just get treatment when he's at the facility. They send people home with you. I mean, they're people, when you come out the shower, when you finish eating, when you put on your socks, they're trying to give you treatment. They don't let these people leave you. And it's amazing that Harbaugh has little information. It doesn't mean they don't have somebody at Lamar's house with an ice bucket and a heating pad and STEM units giving him treatment all day around the clock. That's what they usually do. That scares me if it's not happening.
Is that the least believable lie that you will hear this week?
That he doesn't know what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, I hope it's a lie. I hope it's a lie, and I hope it's just gamesmanship. I hope, because I love Lamar. I hope Lamar didn't get in the season and then saying, you know, I understand if he's hurt, he's hurt. You know what I mean? You don't go. But one time Stephen A said, well, if I'm Lamar, I'll go right before the game and just say I ain't playing. I said, no, you can't do that, buddy. Now I don't mind you arguing with the station, arguing with the office, get your money. But once you come into camp, now you're not committed to me. You see what I'm saying? Now we all committed to each other. That's breaking player rules right there. That's breaking. You can't do that. So if you want to stay out, stay out. But if you come in, don't just walk out on me when we made the commitment. So it's just so much in that. I hope it's gamesmanship and not the latter.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. What did it mean to you to break 1,000 yards as a receiver? What do you think it means to Brandon Ayuk?
You know what? Dude, let me tell you something, man. Honestly, that means it meant everything, because that's what every young receiver is looking for, his first thousand. His first thousand. And I talk about it all the time, guys. I talk about the power of shoulders up and the head and all of that and the focus and the confidence. That's exactly what it gives you. I belong now. You get 1,000 yards, you believe you belong. You're one of the receivers in the National Football League. That's a great accomplishment for Brandon Ayuk, and I guarantee you it means a great deal to him.
As you look at 49ers Seahawks.
I'm only coming back to it because I remember once I got my first 1,000, I couldn't wait to get my training, my little plane, my little card. You know, your little football card. Because guys going to have 1,000 yards on it. Hey, boy, you get that card, and it had 1,000 yards on it. Oh, now that's something, buddy. That's all I'm going to say. That was something.
By the way, that first 1,000-yard season for you in 91, 15-23, 93 catches. You were cooking, man.
Went off, man. And that was on a year where, coming off a year where, you know, I just came back from the knee because I had ACL in my second year. And there were people saying, I don't know if he, you know, it wasn't that fast before, and I don't know if has the speed now to play in the game. And we got Noah Turner. Noah Turner is still that confident. He said, man, you got plenty of speed. That's the first thing he said to me. We went out, and I was in, you know, I'm in shock. He said, man, you got plenty of speed. We don't hear what these people say. Man, let's get ready to rock. He said, we're about to rock this season. I said, oh, God, I got to somebody. And that was, you know, and we took off from there.
Do you have any concern about the, since we're talking about passing games, you know, this is an exemplary defense, obviously. Fans are a little bit worried about Diamador Lenore, who is getting picked on week after week. And the way I've been looking at it is, you know, it is the job of other quarterbacks and offensive coordinators to find the weak spot. And right. it's no disservice to Diamador Lenore to say he's the weakest link on this defense. There are a lot of NFL starters who would be the weakest link on this defense. I mean, they got studs everywhere, so he's getting picked on. Is that a concern for you?
Well, and let me tell you, yes and no. Well, not over there. Over here it is. Over, you're still getting to the quarterback. You see what I'm saying? I can win in the passing game on one or two ways. I can win on the front end or the back end. Now, on the front end, you're still winning. So that's going to make it plausible to deal with the weak link, or whatever you want to call them, a weak link. I understand the way you described it. If you want to call them the link that they will go after on that defense, then that's one thing, because, yeah, you won't get them sometimes, but you won't get them all the time, because there's 11 of us out here, and we still going to get to the quarterback before you can get to that one sometimes. But now in Dallas, since we lost Anthony Brown, that has been a horrific link. That on that other side of Trayvon Diggs, and they've been attacking, and it looks worse. That's a great. I should have brought that up on TV today, you know, because I talked about the weak link picking on one side, and I should have used that as an example.
By the way, I mean, how many people will never be as good at their job when they're the weak link as Diamador Lenore is at his job as the weak link? I mean, it's...
And I don't know. That's just not the right term for this situation.
Right.
We got to pick up right. Some other.
I wish I were the weak link on the 49ers defense. Right. That'd be a great place to be operating from.
You would be.
I would be, absolutely. With my foot speed and hip swivel, it'd be terrible. Since we're talking...
Ain't no bad thing. I would be, too.
Michael, let me wrap up with this, and then I'll give Ray the last question today. Since we're talking defense, if you had to cast your vote for NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and I know you got love for Micah Parsons, would you still give it to Bosa?
Yeah, Bosa snatched that, though. I mean, it's not even, I don't know. The question would be, who would ever be second? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mike Parsons has really slowed down, and I was just talking to them, and they were saying they're trying to make sure they get him back on track, to make sure he holds his contained, because, hey, he's been going after them sacks, too. You know what I'm saying? So don't think they don't see that competition on the one side. But no, Bosa has earned it. he's the clear defensive MVP. I don't even know who rivals that, who's the closest. And I don't know who's ever gotten the most votes, but I'm sure he'll be up there this year.
You referred earlier to the fact that, you know, it's always hard to beat a team three times in a year. Based on that, what is Seattle's best chance of beating San Francisco on Saturday outside of an injury or a ton of turnovers? How does Seattle get this done if they can?
It's San Fran. It's not something that Seattle can really do. I think it makes them, give them their best chance. I think it's what San Fran can do that gives them their best. They give Seattle their best chance. You can feel like this is not even a fight. And you walk and slip up in there. And that's what happened to us when we played Arizona. And we had been beating them and beating up on them forever. And Arizona won their first playoff game in 50 years against us. After we had been beating them forever. We walked in like it was a real done deal. And by the time you really realized you were in a hell of a fight, it was too late to pull out. And that's the only way San Fran loses.
By the way, they're about to kick off a national title game. You giving TCU a puncher's chance tonight against Georgia?
My godson, Gannon Goubert, you know, we narrowed it down. SMU had TCU as teams on his docket. We narrowed it down. We got him over to TCU. And TCU's having this kind of year. One of his best boys to play with him at Highland Park, went over to SMU, you know, wanting to go. And he's looking at him saying, man, I can't believe you playing a national championship game. Absolutely, I believe they got a shot at winning this. You know, because they can put up 25, they can put up 30, 40 points easily. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great game. I can't wait to watch it. And it's always great when we know we got a David and Goliath story. And that's what this is. Georgia going for a back-to-back. Georgia and Alabama, they've been Goliath over everybody for so long. TCU coming in with David. And all they need is a few, three smooth stones to catch them between the eyes.
I wonder what kind of odds you would have gotten in a bar bet saying, you know, in the state of Texas, like, I bet TCU wins a national title before the Longhorns do or before the Aggies do. Like, I mean, somebody has that bet alive in Texas with incredible odds going for them tonight. If it actually happens, it would be unbelievable. Michael, thank you as always. It's great to catch up with you, man. The fun really officially starts now that we're in the NFL's postseason. We'll talk to you again next week. Win, lose, or draw.
Yes, sir, buddy. The fun starts now. Oh, my God. They're going to be here. I can't wait, man. All right, but I can't wait. We got Super Saturday, Super Sunday, Super Weekend, whatever they call it. But it's going to be great.
And, I mean, we got the Cowboys going on Monday night. Well, that means we get to preview Cowboys with you on Monday before it kicks off. If we do talk to you next Wednesday. All right, man. There it is. Michael Irvin, thank you so very much here on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.